The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
So obviously there's a gazillion things that need to be worked on in our system. It's funny, we never hear that as like a campaign promise of I'm going to work to fund the child welfare system better. Mm-hmm. It's always, the bathroom needs to change, or just things that are like not a huge issue. Like
The parental rights movement is probably more vocal, the mm-hmm. people who say child welfare service are Nazis and they want to eliminate them. That's probably a more vocal camp mm-hmm. politically. And of course, I'm on the other side of that.
The kids need rights because there's not enough sane adults. They need people that are out there fighting for these kids' rights. And the fact, I'm just always baffled. And I know you see it far greater than I do. But these cases just enrage me as a parent.
Yeah, it's horrifying. It's
like, what can we do? Like, the system surely can be fixed, but nobody has a way to do it. Another thing I would guess maybe would be a little more sensible is for more mental health training, and this would benefit so many ways, for the first responders, the officers who are showing up at someone's mm-hmm. house when mm-hmm. The defunct parent comes over and tries to get custody. But maybe they have the right to, but mom or dad is sitting there going, there's something really off about this person. Mm-hmm. There's something mm-hmm. not right, where the officer can get in there and use their judgment, their mm-hmm. actual judgment, not just, well, this court-ordered piece of paper that this person seems to say that was filed 5 months ago and really doesn't pertain to this person's current mental health status. We're going to go off of this versus everything you're saying.
Right, right. That would be good. And the other thing that would be absolutely fabulous is to have social workers go out with cops in cases like this, just as we're seeing a movement mm-hmm. and there's not enough, but this was also a job I did. The therapist or social worker that goes out when there's somebody violent and hallucinating and they're not sure, is it mental illness? Is it, you know, other kinds of criminal behavior? And the clinician can then make a judgment. No, this person needs to go to the psych ward. That's mm-hmm. what's happening here, and can try to de-escalate the situation. For any cases like this, that would also be a great time to have a therapist along.
Yeah.
To, you know, because we do expect a lot of cops, and frankly, they're not all insightful people. You know, they don't all have the personality to do a good assessment. But that, again, is something that would take money. But I think that would be well worth it.
All these things, it would be lovely to have happen, but that's not the world we are living in currently. So let's say your dad, let's say your mom, the former partner shows up erratic, saying some weird things, but it's their time. It's their time to be with the kids. They're not expressly stating they're going to hurt them or anything, but they're off, and you know they're off because you've been with that person for a while. What do you do? Do you just follow the rule and say, because I know that one of the big things is when it's their time to have the kids, you can't stop them from doing that.
Right.
I think that maybe should be laid off a little bit. I really do. I know it can work the other way, but it can certainly work this way too, where you got to use your judgment and maybe just lock the door. Shut it. They're not coming in.
Take those kids and flee. Yeah.
And do what you need. Because at the end of the day, if you feel that way, obviously you're going to have to get to court. You're going to have to argue it. But I would think a judge would be a lot more sympathetic to mom or dad or whoever it is, saying, here's why I didn't let that happen. It's not because I don't want them to be a parent. I would love it if they could be. But here's why they've demonstrated the 52 ways that you already know about, why they can't be and why they're not. And I would hope the court would go in their favor and say, okay, you used a good judgment call. Unfortunately, that's probably not what happens a lot of the time. And that's why and we end up going, well, you got to do what the court says. And then you put people in danger and they end up like this.
Yeah. And document everything. So if and when you go before a judge, you have got a record. And, you know, because the judges, if they don't see the evidence, they don't necessarily believe people because people do come into court and lie sometimes. But if you have documentation, phone recordings, text messages, save all that stuff.
We all got one of these. And I say, I don't care what your recording laws are in your state, hit record. Every interaction you have, put it in your pocket. Make sure that you're getting anything and everything you need because you may need it. And even in times when you don't think you're going to need it, have it ready. Have it ready on a day that you think it's going to be peaceful and wonderful because you never know. And then when you need that to justify if you have to stand up for your kids and say you're not taking them, you have that. That is so important that, you know, we didn't have that in the past. Use more of your own judgment. Would you say that even if you know you're doing the court didn't say, but if you feel your kids' lives are at risk, don't chance it. Don't chance it. God. Well, he's still out there. We'll see if they find him. At least as of this recording, he's out there, and a system that's very broken and will continue to be broken until we actually do anything. Do you think we'll ever see any movement on this? What is it going to take to motivate people to get behind, I don't know, standing up for children who are being abused by horrible? It just seems to be like the easy, low-hanging fruit, but it doesn't seem to, nobody's like grasping at it, but nobody gets into this the way that they should.
No. But you know, that just makes me think again of Sandy Hook and Uvalde and all the school shootings. Yeah. And it's like, can't we do something about that? Can't we do something about 16, 18-year-olds with AR-15s? I mean, that also seems like low-hanging fruit. Come on. I mean, we've got to pull together and do something. We thought after Parkland that, you know, there was going to be, because a mentally ill kid went out on his 18th birthday and bought the AR-15, and he had a lengthy history of violence and bizarre behavior and had announced on YouTube, I will be the next school shooter. And nothing happened. The FBI, he slipped through the cracks. And you know, it wouldn't be that hard to tighten up some of this stuff. But we seem to sacrifice kids in this country, even though people think it's terrible when it happens. We can't seem to get organized to do better.
And that's the thing. I mean, it's not that people don't feel this way, but they don't feel this way. They don't go to protest this way. You never see protests out there for things like this. You see protests out there for everything else. Right. But we're not going to protest this sort of thing. And politicians and the decision makers, they make choices and decisions when they feel there's a fire under their ass.
Wonderful point.
And there is no fire other than from people who have been victimized by this system, where they may eventually be held accountable. And there's no threat of being held accountable for your bad decisions. There's very likely not going to be many decisions made in that direction.
Yeah.
And that seems to be where we sit. Is it because it's too icky? Is it because it's one of those topics that if I would say a majority of us don't have, you know, a kid in our home that's going to go shoot up the school, a majority of us don't necessarily have someone in our life like this. And so the majority is the crowd, but because the majority is not directly affected by these things, they don't see just how dark and dangerous it is until they are directly affected?
100%. I think the denial is thick and people can read the story. They go, oh my God, that's terrible. And then they wipe it out of their consciousness. It's just like having mandated treatment for schizophrenic people living on the street, eating out of garbage cans who can't take care of themselves. But the law says they have the legal right as free Americans to eat out of garbage cans if they want to. Yeah. It's like we could do something about that too. But unless you have a person like that in your family, a brother, you know, a sister, a child who's in that condition, then people get involved. But that's not the majority of people. Yeah. So we don't see any shift with that.
It's scary because the sad part is it's like this has to get, I mean, it already feels like it's an epidemic proportions, but it's like it just has to get far worse before you'd actually see people moving towards a solution. And I feel like right now where we sit, it almost feels too late the way that our society is functioning and what we've bred over the last however many years. And it just seems so out of control. I don't know that we're ever going to get there. I mean, I don't know the answer to this. Do other countries have the same issues with their child welfare systems as we do? I mean, is it worse? Is it better? Do you know the answer to that question? I don't.
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I do know they don't have the violence to the same extent we do, although there was a mass shooting in Austria, I'm told yesterday, in a school. So I think we're training the rest of the world on this stuff. We're influencing them in the wrong direction. But I try to hold hope, but I tell you, I have to do a lot of talking to myself about how to stay mentally balanced and focus on the good things in life. So I don't go into a deep pit of depression over all of it, which is very easy to do.
Yeah, I hear you.
And do our best to role model, as you're doing, what's the right way to be in the world, how to be healthy, how to have good relationships, how to love our kids, and keep talking about those things, trying to spread that. Because I do think emotions spread, and just like awful stuff on the internet spreads, so does positive stuff on the internet. And so we want to keep putting these messages out there. There are resources. People often don't know what they are. But Tina Swithin, Moms Something, I forget the name of the organization. And then the childwelfaremonitor.org are some ideas. But the more we can get people activated on a grassroots level, and as you say, raise awareness, put some noise out there, get some politicians willing to look at this and say, what can we do legislatively? And how can we incentivize people to become foster parents? You know, good people who really care about kids. I guess I need to look at myself, you know? I'm a little tired. I raised a bunch of kids. And
I think you've done your part, Siobhan.
But I do think it's the highest calling. It is. It's a wonderful path for someone who can do it.
It is. And it's a very interesting system, the way that it works. My girlfriend actually just fostered a child for a little while temporarily, who was in a bad home until he could get with some of his sister or family members. And she went through the process and, you know, very responsible adult and you know, just a great loving home and mother. But was also kind of put back by like the amount you hear the stories so much of like the kids that are in really rough situations and like not being checked on very much. She's like, the amount that they check on me, it's kind of interesting because like they see it's like a lovely home, but like, I just wonder about all these homes over here that are like really in bad shape that these kids are just, you know, running amok and free. But why don't they push some of that energy over here rather than show up at my place as much as they do?
Yeah.
Like, I get it's probably easier to find you and check the boxes, which at the end of the day they need to do. And those ones might be harder to get to, but it's a system where, once you're in it and once you are a good person who's in it for the right reasons, you want to walk away from that going, I want to keep doing this because it works well, it's efficient, and it's not an insane burden to me and the rest of my family to do this. Not that the child is, but the system itself. And that the system itself seems to have a lot of issues, even in that area. It's so broken, it's so flawed, and we
we're just like, well, this is how it works.
Right, right, yeah. Right. So we keep talking about it. We yeah. keep raising awareness, and that's something you and I can do.
And we keep seeing dead kids all the time. But yes, that's why we keep talking about it.
Right.
And yeah, people out there can talk about it too. Understanding is the thing that makes people motivated. So taking it in, understanding it, and then getting out there and going, even if I don't have someone in my life who's done this to me or I've experienced, I can understand from someone else's grief, someone else's suffering, someone else's torture, how important this is, and say something when it's going on and make a ruckus about it. And just don't let the broken people in our world dictate the rules, because that seems to be what's happening.
Yeah, very true.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed, only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.